brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome everybody to another exciting installment of the VAR show with your host that does the most, even when he's making toast, the one, the only DJ Stones, and with me here is
the man on fleek, DJ Sticks,
and boy, do we got a good show for you today.
Incredible show.
Yeah. But before we go into anything,
yep,
let's go and enjoy these tunes.
Let's go.
I ain't ever gonna stop. You could call me Ginobili. 24 on the 24th. Got me feeling like I'm Kobe.
Yeah. Got me feeling like I'm Kobe. Yeah. Got me feeling like I'm Kobe.
Yeah, I gotta call me a ring. I got a list of a whole lot of things, and you know I gotta achieve. It's already done, it's completed. I'm just going through the process. It's a journey in between. They try to tell me that I was less. I'm just from a different breed.
Yeah, only way up is way down. On my knees where I pray now. Father God, would you take out anything that is fake out? We've been waiting like a stakeout. I can see me on the way now. And you don't see it, so you make doubt. Skin problem about to break out.
I ain't never gonna stop. You could call me Ginobili. 24 on the 24th. Got me feeling like I'm Kobe.
Yeah. Got me feeling like I'm Kobe. Yeah. Got me feeling like I'm Kobe.
24 on the 24th, got your boy feeling golden. Thanking God for the blessings that I got, glad he chose me to hold him.
Yeah.
Time to shut it down, I know I ain't up now. But just like a teeter-totter, I'm coming up now, yeah. Got no competition, that's except for me.
Yeah, except for me.
I ain't get to choose, he elected me.
Oh no.
Yeah, you can take a shot, he protecting me.
Yeah,
headed to the top, he requested me.
I ain't never gonna stop. You could call me Ginobili. 24 on the 24th. Got me feeling like I'm Kobe.
Yeah. Got me feeling like I'm Kobe. Yeah.
Got me feeling like I'm Kobe.
Yeah. Got me feeling like I'm Kobe. Got me feeling like I'm Kobe. Yeah. Got me feeling like I'm Kobe. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Got me feeling like I'm Kobe.
Got my hands to the sky, thanks to God I be giving. I'm just trying to multiply every gift that I've been given. Understand, I'm just trying to make a living. I just hope the people get it, I just hope the people listen, yeah. If I wanna go high, I gotta be low. I've been through the fire, but it made me go. You know my desires, cause you gave me those. Got your eyes to things that I ain't never did. You're going places I ain't never been. If you don't believe, please don't interfere. I got room for love, haters disappear. Shine bright, past sitting in my hindsight. Be great, that's my right. I ain't chasing after limelight. I'm just trying to be divine light. Unlimited, no finite. Faith walk, that's blind sight. So I'll be ready when my time's right.
Now, I don't know where to start. Let's start with the weekend roundup.
Yeah.
Something to round up this weekend that is technically not a friendly, but I see it as the ultimate friendly trophy.
It is.
Which is the Community Shield. He's saying it is because...
It's definitely a friendly. It is a match that has no significant meaning. It's just a trial match.
So basically it was Community Shield yesterday, and it was Man City versus Liverpool.
Yeah. So the final score was 2-1.
and the win 3-1. Where's the 2?
Was it 2-1?
Don't forget Duane Nunes' goal.
Ah, no, we don't count that one.
You know? So it was interesting. Obviously, with every match comes its controversy, you know, like whether Julian Alvarez's goal or should have stood.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know there's a lot.
But it was cool, so cool. So Alvarez scores his debut goal for his first City. Goal for City, you know. Dan Nunes scores his first actually counted for goal. You don't count you don't count the 4 he scored in freaking preseason.
So Nunes bags his first goal for Liverpool.
And Haaland bags his first open poll miss.
Yeah, in his career.
So basically what happens is that it's 3, like, whether they wouldn't have won even if he scored, right? So they 3-1 down, it's like the closing minutes of the game, you know, the ball comes in, and then he's supposed, like, the keeper's on the floor, it's a tap-in goal, he hits it over the net.
Pole and then
a pole, top pole, and then goes over.
You know, it wasn't that far.
And like, you know, watching this game, it kind of brought up the fear I had with Haaland, and the one I kept speaking about. It's that people are expecting him to be a plug and play.
Yeah,
but that's not how it's gonna be. You know, the through balls weren't going in. You know, there's a specific way they need him to play.
Mm-hmm.
And they need the team to play around him that is just not connecting it. Because a lot of change has to happen.
A lot of change.
Both in how City normally plays. So if you look, City don't really play they break down your defense, and then they, like how Barca does it. They break you down your defense all the way till they're in your box. And there's a lot of those, you know, either cross in or like two players are at the box and they just pass to the side and tap in.
Yeah.
You know, and now they needing to freaking time through balls.
Cross.
And, you know, and also,
which is not how you play.
I saw a meme, and it's like when Haaland realizes that he's not playing in a Farmers League and people here know how to defend.
Which is true.
You know?
You know, it's not easy to have your first, you know, like, English game versus, like, the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Van Dijk.
And, you know, I also think Liverpool shouldn't get too excited.
No, they shouldn't.
You know, yes, Nunes scored, but Salah had to score from a penalty. Their left back scored, and Nunes scored what was pretty much a tap-in of some sort, you know?
Yeah.
And look, it was great. They beat City. But also looking at their match, you know, having 42% of the ball possession, 15 shots, but only 4 on target.
Mm-hmm.
That's not 15 shots, 4 on target.
A good performance.
You know? And even with City, 14 shots, 8 on target.
Yeah.
As the season goes, those things, those stats need to change, you know?
And obviously, I think you can't really judge based on the Community Shield.
Yep.
There was even
if
one
that was
where,
the case, yeah. Arsenal should have been top 4.
Yes. Arsenal should have been top 4 last season. Which I was saying, if you go listen to our shows last year, I was very hyped about Arsenal last season.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we all know
how that ended. Now. Not even in UEFA.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's quite interesting to see, though, because it was giving us at least a bit of taste of what we're going to get next week.
Yeah. The Haaland situation, though.
Well, this week.
Yeah, this week. The Haaland situation, it's especially with the club like City that has like a style of play,
yeah.
In a way, you know, there is some adjusting to do.
Yeah, he has to adjust.
Yeah, but like
they don't
you're not
play.
Gonna just come in and then.
You see, the thing is with how like someone like Dortmund plays, they played attacking football, yes, but they broke on counters a lot, you know.
Yeah, which is Haaland's.
They played very pacey football. If you look at how, especially when they had the lights of Sancho there. They played very pacey football. You know,
so
they get the ball
get to you, yeah.
And very quick, they want to get into your net. So they're doing... City doesn't play like that.
City plays very
City
slow.
will take their time. They'll go side to side, to side to side, to side to side before they go in, you know?
Yeah.
So he needs to get his runs used to that, you know? Being able to time his runs well, making unpredictable runs.
I also feel like he should be more involved in the play.
Yeah, he needs to. Look, if you look at, I think Alvarez kind of gelled in much better so in that game than Haaland did. Now, obviously, time will tell. I still think Haaland is probably looking at a 20-plus goal season. you know, yeah. But I don't think it's going to be the impact yet. I think someone like Grealish is going to have a very good impact this season.
Yep.
You know, I think Alvarez might have a very good impact this season. By the look at the way he played in the Community Shield, if he can keep that type of form, he's going to have a very good season as well. I think Haaland will have a good season, but I think next season, Haaland will have his peak season.
A Haaland season.
It will be the best season of Haaland we've had yet. You know, I think that's where he's going to be going back to his, you know, record-breaking season.
Yeah.
I think this season, he's going to have a fairly good season. He might even be like top five goal scorers, you know. But I don't think he's going to be the Haaland people currently have in their mind, where he's just this machine, this beast.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's going to take time. I think
there's some updates that need to
come out. Probably we're going to see most of it towards the end of the season and in UEFA.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Premier League, I don't think yet he's going to be. I could be wrong.
Yeah. He could score 6.
He could, yeah, in one game.
One game.
In 2 games, scoring 12 goals, you know. But I don't see that happening yet.
Yeah. And I think, the only way is for Pep to play him a lot. Obviously, there's no Jesus, so which means more game time for him. And hopefully he can adjust quick.
Yeah, so it's all about adjusting, you know.
Yeah.
By mid-season, we should be able to have a good look on how he's going to be this season.
If by mid-season nothing has happened yet, then we...
Then, you know, this season is going to be an average season for him, but 15. Then next season will be much better.
Yeah.
You know, he has to get used to the Premier League. He has to get used to... Like I've said to a lot of people, what happened with Luis Diaz, right, is not a norm.
It's not a norm.
Not everyone is a plug-and-play type player. You
know? Salah. When Salah came, like, not everyone's like that. Mm. Like, Salah just came in and just...
You know,
fire.
Just flourished.
Straight fire.
You know, some of them played in the Premier League. Mane played in the Premier League beforehand. You know, that's why when he got to Liverpool, he was good.
Yeah.
You know?
He was used to the football.
He was used to the football. But what excites me about this and why I think one of the reasons why I think Grealish will have a good season is that he's not going to play as a center striker this season. Because they have Haaland, which allows him to play more like how he played in Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Which is going to be cool. And, you know, I think something else, I don't know if this is, I'm 50-50 about this. Okay. And I guess we always have to trust the manager.
Yeah.
But Benny McCarthy.
Yeah.
Was signed as one of Man United's coaching staff.
Yeah.
As the coach for attackers.
Yeah. So he's your striker coach. First team. Which is the surprising part for me.
Yep.
Obviously, Benny has a UEFA.
Yeah.
And I think his essays are top.
One of South Africa's... Look, I must say, I'm not really always big on like South African football.
Yeah.
But when he was in Cape Town, what is it? Cape Town City.
Yeah, Cape Town City.
Right? I must say, I was very, very impressed with what he did there.
Yeah.
You know, the type of football... Like, as a South African, you know, I don't think we always have the most exciting football ever.
Nope. One day we will. Yeah.
But when he played with Cape Town City, I remember watching and I was like, this is some good football.
Mm-hmm.
This is not your average type of football. You know, this is not like what makes DSTV football, the DSTV Premier League a bit stale is that a lot of these teams play exactly the same.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them play defensive football. Mm-hmm. And when I saw him play with Cape Town City, they were attacking, they were pushing, they were pressing. And I was looking and I was like, flip, this is good.
They had some nice goals as well.
Mm.
Entertaining football.
Entertaining football for its level.
Yeah.
And look, if this is who Ten Hag wants, you know, because Ten Hag added him to the backroom staff, you know. He's the one who wanted Benny McCarthy. So I think it's going to be quite cool. And obviously for his career, and I was speaking to a Bolt driver on my way home, and I was telling him, look, for Benny McCarthy's career, this is huge.
This will do wonders.
People say it's a step down. I saw on Twitter people were not happy, and they were like, you know, it's a step down, you know, from being a first-team coach to being this. And I'm like, no.
He's going
to
see how things are done.
Way.
He's going to learn.
I'm like, from this, he could easily become, like, if he... The experience he has, and if United end up somewhere very big,
yeah,
you know, he could come back as he might not even come back to manage here for the next 10, 20 years.
Yeah,
he could go along and manage some big football clubs, you know.
Yeah,
he could go manage some big, big football clubs.
I think I was actually speaking to some guys about this. The fact that here he was sacked by a mid-table team.
Yep.
A South African mid-table team.
What was the team's name?
AmaZulu.
Yes.
Yes. AmaZulu from KZN. Mm-hmm. He was sacked by them. And then he goes to Manchester United.
Yep.
Yeah.
So literally, because obviously now this would also, because he's going to be near someone like Ten Hag, who could be a flipping good coach this next few seasons, you know?
Yeah.
And he's going to learn from him. He's going to learn from him. And from learning from him, he himself, he will be a very, very good coach as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's going to be very, very cool.
It's exciting stuff. This season is exciting.
All so another piece of nice news for United. So according to La Serre, right, which is a Spanish outlet, they say Barcelona will now officially tell Frankie de Jong to leave the club immediately.
Whoa.
And so I'm kind of annoyed with this Frankie de Jong situation.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, we can't be going back and forth with the situation.
Yeah.
I kind of understand where he's coming from. He wants his money. You know, he wants to play in the club. But, like, for United, if it wasn't for the mere fact that the coach wants him, you know, I would be like,
no.
Why are we doing this? You know, we've wasted so much time. You know, it's to the point that it's actually affected our transfer window. We can't go for Anthony now. When we originally wanted him, he was around 40 million. And we could have gotten him for 40 million. Mm. We spent so much time on De Jong. When we finally come back, he's 80 million. And then now they want 100 million for him.
What?
And now we need De Jong. We now need De Jong because we've shown our hand.
Yeah.
We've shown our hand. And the issue about showing your hand is that now we can't go to a person and say we don't have the money. You know, Ruben Neves, who was supposed to cost like about 40 million, they can easily make it 50, 60 million. And we can't say we don't have the money. They're going to be like, but you wanted to pay 70-something million for De Jong.
For De Jong.
So you do have the money, you know?
Yeah, hopefully you guys will just have to hope that Anthony has an average season and doesn't...
And this is also, it's also very dangerous for Ajax, you know? Because if Anthony has a average season...
Mediocre season, 40 is good.
He's going to go down below 40.
Yeah.
You know,
because now... They'll take
40. They're probably the most they're going to be able to get is 40.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that...
Because
I don't see...
Apart from Man United, I haven't really heard of any other team.
No, look, he's a very big for now.
No, he's good.
You know,
I know
but he's being. It's going to look like without Ten Hag, you know, he's not as.
Oh yes.
You know.
Okay, we'll have to see.
And that's the big danger there.
Mm-hmm.
Some good news for United fans. Some more good news. You know, I feel like this is very.
What's happening here?
So Cristiano Ronaldo was in the friendly on Sunday.
Yeah.
As I'm struggling to say the name.
Yeah.
So it looks like hopefully things are looking good again. After Ten Hag's last press conference before that, where he says that they need about four players, and he mentioned two attacking players, it kind of like you know phased me a bit because I'm like, okay, maybe Ronaldo's leaving. Why would we go from needing one attacker to needing two attackers now? You know.
Yeah.
But hopefully he stays. One of the people they're looking to go for is. Benjamin Sesko from RB Salzburg. Now, RB Salzburg are not planning to sell him until 2023, but United definitely are looking, exploring the situation. No official bids yet. Yeah. So it'll be very good to see if that happens. Another potential move. I'm going to say this guy's name so bad. So, so bad. Oh my word. Okay, wish me luck.
Cool.
So his name is Sasa Kaladjovic.
Sasa Kaladjovic.
Yes, he's from Stuttgart in the Bundesliga and he plays for the Austrian national team. Last season in 15 games, he scored 6 goals. against somebody in the who has the you know what Ten Hag looks for a striker, tall, about 2 meters, you know, fast, and has a hunger for scoring.
So he's a machine.
He's basically a machine.
Okay.
Cool. So yeah, though, that's my United news. You know, some good news. You know, I think for the past few months, you know, we've been going. Yeah.
No, it's good. It's good.
We needed something.
Yeah. No, we are happy for you.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a good.
So for some Chelsea fans, some good news. So it seems like Chelsea have signed Gaga Salone to Chelsea from Chicago Fire for $15 million.
All right.
So he's going to be
Thomas
joining.
Tuchel is working hard, eh?
So he'll finish the season at Chicago before joining Chelsea next year, January. So he could be their new number two goalkeeper.
Why does Chelsea do that, though? Like, the always, even at Pulisic, they signed him the year before, but he came in the year afterwards.
Look, because right now, he's probably not in the plans right now.
Okay, cool.
So rather than getting him and sending him out on loan again,
I still think Chelsea should just sell Kepa.
They should. I think Kepa should want to leave, especially with a signing like this, you know, because this is someone they're going to be building in as their number two.
Come on.
You know, you have Mendy, you have him as your number two.
Then
you,
Kepa, freaking the Kepa is going to expensive goalkeeper.
Kepa needs to leave. If Kepa I'm Kepa, I'm looking at this and I'm like, you know what?
Let me go to Mourinho.
Yeah, you know, Mourinho will be more likely to use him.
Yeah.
If I'm him, I'm out of the club. I'm not staying.
Some good Barca news, though.
It's no good Barca news, but carry on.
Jules Koundé is officially a Barca player.
You know, anything to do with Barcelona and buying players, I'm not really that comfortable, eh? I just see disaster down the line.
No, look, this... Because you know why? Because of this financial fair play issue that they had... and we're even speaking on previous shows, you know, we expected Barca to suffer,
mm-hmm.
you know, but now they're obviously trying to soften that blow by potentially creating more blows down the line. So, yeah, so what they're doing now might bite them further on down the line.
Yep.
But for now, you know, it's all good. You know, Messi will come back next season and we'll sell more t-shirts and make more money.
I still don't think, like in the long run, I just believe there's going to be a lot of issues.
Like a lot of problems. Like, you know, worse problems.
There's debt they in.
They should have taken this blow.
You know, they, just like looking at their debts, looking at what they sold off, in the long run, I believe the best thing to do was to build up talent, you know?
Yeah, to sell
talent. You build them up and then you sell talent. That would have been the way I would have gone for this, you know?
But they've, you know, they're selling TV rights.
Yep.
And renaming stadiums.
Yep. And they might not. You know, I'm not a soccer, I'm not a football guru.
Yeah.
But I just don't see it as something beneficial right now.
But do you know what I see?
What?
I see football coming back next week. This week.
I cannot wait. Oh. Well, football has come back technically.
It has. The championship
The championship.
With some incredible games.
Yeah.
Over this past weekend. But football as a whole, you know.
It will be coming back this
week. Bundesliga is coming back next season. Obviously, the Premier League this week. I mean, next week. This week.
This week, Sunday. Next week, because it's on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's starting on a Friday.
On a Friday. Bundesliga's next week.
Bundesliga's next.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, like all good things, also this should come to an end.
Yes.
Until we meet you next season for the VAR show.
Yeah, yeah.
Signing out.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Active FM is everywhere. Go find us and click that button. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts. Get involved in interesting discussions. Voice your opinions and get updates by following us on social media. Spread the word. It's that simple. Become part of the family today because radio has never been better.
Gotta see that this one. Ain't you tired of seeing these youngers dying? I don't have a desire to raise a kid in the world that's violent. But you know that I can't be hiding. So if it comes to that, my youth will know when it's time for violence. There won't be anyone scared when it's time to rise and get to riding. Don't memorize words from Simon. You know we can't fight in silence. Anytime that I mention profit, you know I ain't talking finance. Lord knows I'm trying. I wanna do it like all in silence. I wanna do it like Jesus Christ. Being a Christian's all about violence. How you think I'm killing my flesh is tiring? Change of character, hurt my ego. My mind ain't need to rewiring. Does the violent take by force? You think I'm getting my happiness smiling? There's days I'm constantly crying, then had dreams about shotguns firing. You think this life ain't violent? Don't try living silence. See how fast you get to unpack and contemplate retiring. Seen Christians follow Christ, turn their back, then deny him. But I'm blessed in knowing that when I seek the Lord, I'll find him. Enemy knows it's all just timing. I'm Armageddon, I wanna use my knife and dying. Don't know how many times the enemy tried for dirt on my hands, don't mind it. Still came out of the dark and shining. I thank God for the mileage. I've carried my cross through the valley of death, process with finding. Prayer at 12 a.m, nobody can stop this spiritual carnage. Touch the walls and spread this gospel evangelism, made to margin. Nobody can stop revival, Jesus Christ and his disciples. Use the word, do it again, doesn't get thrown in the cycle. Break down chains and idols, fill with the Holy Bible. My answer to prayer was taken long, then God sent Angel Michael. Say Christians can't do drill, but they don't understand the meaning. This life is war and war is life, can't cut corners cheating. When someone's life's at stake, you wanna start fasting and stop their eating. 12 a.m. for the midnight meeting, praying and shouting, crying and weeping. You ain't gonna wait till your loved one's bleeding. 24/7, the enemy's creeping. Can't lack, can't find me sleeping. Psalm 91 for the pagans breathing. I gotta stay close to the Lord, and that's through prayer and scripture reading. Sit down under my bastard teaching. So many things I began receiving, and went until I began believing and understood the power of Jesus. See man go to the altar screaming. Oh, you came out and you started season. I'm a spiritual violence. There's souls I still need saving. There's Jesus bound by sin, and we know the devil's still enslaving. But isn't it amazing? The life God breathing, dust is praising and raising to go out and preach unto nations. I know that the ops are bitter. I know that the ops are bitter. Fight to the end, I'm not a quitter. Out in the field, I'll live on Twitter. This life is soft, not filled with glitter. Hardship makes them reconsider. They can let their ego over. I gotta kill this flesh and feed my inner. Spiritual food, not carnal dinner. I don't really care if it makes me slimmer. I don't really care if it makes me slimmer. My flesh is a show, I'm a spiritual figure. All I gotta do is pull my trigger. I know who pull that careful trigger. I know that the odds are bitter. I know that the odds are bitter. Fight to the end, I'm not a quitter. Out in the field, I'll live on Twitter. This life is soft, not filled with glitter. Hardship made some reconsider. They can let their ego wither. I gotta kill this flesh and feed my inner. Spiritual food, not carnal dinner. I don't really care if it makes me slimmer. My flesh is a show, I'm a spiritual figure. All I gotta do is pull my trigger. I know who pulled that prayer from trigger.
Scotty sees up this one.
Hey, Scott.